Chapter 1. San Francisco, 1871. Forgive me, Lord, for I'm about to sin and kill someone. Well, maybe I'll only injure him and his new friend. Being the daughter of the town's minister taught her to include the Lord in all her dealings. However, she doubted the Lord was listening to her now. Evelyn Tanner stood on the steps of the wraparound porch in front of Lavina Devine's brothel, glaring at the wicked place as she silently cursed its very existence. Embarrassed and heartbroken, she wasn't sure which emotion had guided her here, but she was ready to tear someone apart limb from limb. Nobody treats Evelyn Tanner this poorly and gets away with it. Taking a breath for courage, she fisted her hands by her sides and marched up the steps. The welcome sign hung on the front door, so she yanked it off the nail and flung the sign to the ground. She didn't knock, only because she was certain this establishment welcomed any man who wandered by, and she stormed inside. For being mid-morning, the curtains were still drawn over the windows, and only a few lamps were on in the sitting room. She stopped in the middle of the floor, listening for voices. The heavy scent of perfume hung thick in the air, and she waved her hand in front of her face, trying to breathe the fresh air instead. Now that she was here, she wondered what she'd say. She prayed the women were at least dressed modestly. She rolled her eyes. Of course they weren't. This was a brothel. So hopefully, they wore dressing gowns. Footsteps coming down the hallway made Evelyn focus and prepare herself for a situation that could only be compared to hell, since this was Satan's own work and she stood in the middle of Satan's lair. She squared her shoulders and waited. A woman wearing a dressing gown, thankfully, and holding a steaming coffee cup stepped into the room. The woman's hair was disheveled as though she'd just climbed out of bed. The dark makeup around her eyes and lips had been smeared. The harlot was definitely older than Evelyn's 22 years, by maybe 10 years or so. The woman saw Evelyn and her eyes widened. Evelyn lifted her chin stubbornly. "I'm here to collect my good-for-nothing beau, Robert Franklin." She folded her arms and glared. "And I'm not leaving until he is standing in front of me along with the harlot he's with."
Well, miss, I don't know," the other woman stammered.
"You'd better know and mighty fast or I'll start searching through the rooms myself." Evelyn arched an eyebrow. "And believe me, you won't like the way I will search." The harlot grumbled and rushed out of the room. The coffee splashed over the rim of the cup in the other woman's haste. With her arms folded, Evelyn drummed her fingers on her arm. They'd better hurry. She was not a patient woman, and she definitely wasn't comfortable standing in a place like this. Thank heavens Pa didn't know her whereabouts, or he might be tempted to wash her sins away with holy water. Pa was just one of the many preachers in the sinful city of San Francisco. She'd been raised calling the city sinful, but the older she became, the more she realized that the sin came from people making bad mistakes, not the city itself. She rather liked the city. Hurried footsteps padded on the floor, and Evelyn looked in the direction where the harlot had left. She was returning, but with another woman. This woman was older and better dressed, wearing a velvety red gown with a plunging neckline. The woman's hair was styled in a loose bun. A pleasant expression graced her face as she walked up to Evelyn.
"Good morning, miss," the woman said politely. "I heard you are here to find your beau."
"Yes, I am," Evelyn nodded sharply, "and I'm not leaving here until I can talk to him."
The older woman gave Evelyn a sympathetic smile. "You are a young lady, but I'm certain you know what kind of establishment this is."
"I do."
"Then you'll realize how your request is quite impossible at the moment. We keep our customers' visits a secret."
"I'm sure you do. However, I know Robert Franklin is here, so if you don't get him out of bed and standing in front of me within the next few minutes, I'll take on the task myself."
The older woman took a step closer to Evelyn. "You must also realize that our customers don't normally use their real names."
"Are you saying that you don't know if Robert Franklin is here or not?"
"No, my dear." She shook her head. "As I mentioned, they usually give us a fake name."
"Fake names," Evelyn muttered, shaking her head. "Of course, there has to be another reason to lie about their sinful habits."